If you or someone you care about has cancer, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community is here to help from day one. Macmillan's free online forum provides a safe space to get support from both experts and others who've been there. Members support each other anonymously, sharing what's helped them on a range of subjects, from dealing with side effects such as hair loss and fatigue, to money worries and managing work, or talking with children about a diagnosis. There are different forums on cancer types or experiences, opportunities to ask an expert, and blog posts. Find support 24/7 from people who get what it's like to have cancer. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, welcome to a very special episode, guys. This is one of our Patreon bonus episodes. We normally just release these on our Patreons, but we want to give one away every once in a while so you guys get a little taste. Get a taste of the freedom and then come get the drugs from the dealers straight at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Yeah, so we did a trailer trash of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which is debuting this weekend on Hulu. So we thought, hey, why don't we, you know, make this available for everyone to listen, because we want to do some coverage of the show. We're not sure how much we can do since all the episodes drop at once. May not be feasible for us through the whole season, but we don't know. We're not making any promises, but we do know that this show looks hilarious.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So let's check it out. We really loved the trailer. And for more trailer trash episodes, join us over at patreon.com. And as always, thank you guys for being here.
Bye.
Enjoy. Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bros. It's actually a bonus episode, but I am doing that little intro because we will probably release this to the pub. That's short for public. Right before this show airs. This is a trailer trash for The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Hello, Ben. Welcome to your show.
Come here. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going with you today?
It's going really well. I'm really excited to see what this show is all about. I know absolutely nothing about it. Nothing. I know there's some sort of TikTok issue. I just know it's Mormon ladies.
There's something called Mom Talk. Not Montauk. Mom Talk. Okay, but Mama. Mommy talk.
Mom talk.
Hashtag mom talk. And it's like a bunch of Mormon influencer moms, you know, selling MLMs, doing their influencer stuff. And a bunch of scandal broke out because a bunch of them turned out to be soft swingers, which can you just hard anything in fucking Mormon in like Utah? Like they have soft drinks because they don't drink. So you got the soft drink, you got the soft swinging. Like, don't you just ever want to fuck and have a full flavored Coke? You know what I mean?
Hot. Sometimes just like things soft. What can you say? Hot. Oh, soft. Soft.
So yeah, they do soft swinging, which I guess is swinging. Like they're banging each other's husbands, but without the wiener in the VV. So I think it's everything else is totally fine. I don't know. That's all I've really read because I didn't want to read. I didn't want to get pulled into the rabbit hole and then not. I don't know, have the whole thing spoiled for me. You know, it's like knowing the end of Game of Thrones before you've watched it all. Like,
right.
You know, I know the ending is a shit show and that's good enough.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what's going on with these ladies.
Like it's that standard. I think the first time I ever saw it was in Sunset Boulevard, the movie, which, you know, yes, I'm old, but I wasn't born when that came out, you know, that it starts with a dead person in a pool. And then you hear, and here's how it all happened. And then you flash back. And it's one of those classic things where we now know what happened. And now we get to see how it all went down. And by went down, I mean probably most of the people on the show, because they can't have vagina and pee-pee sex. So I imagine there's a lot of going down on the show. So you ready to watch it, man?
I am beyond ready to watch it.
Okay, everybody, I'm bringing it up on the screen now. It was on the screen earlier because I'm professional like that, but here it is. Now, the first thing we see, this is Crappens On Demand. So anyone listening to this audio, go be a Crappens On Demand member if you want to see the video. And it's a beautiful video. I mean, Utah, beautiful place.
Beautiful. Wow.
Really pretty.
Look at that. This is, so this already, this opening shot, it looks kind of culty. I'm not saying that Mormonism is a cult. I'm saying that this looks culty. It looks like an alien cult because there's a big circular building, stark white, very symmetrical elements, and then these eight women in like JetBlue uniforms striding towards us.
Yeah, they're all in the same overcoat, like kind of scrub-colored overcoat, and right. Lots of white ladies. Even the mountains are white here because, you know, it's mm-hmm. the whitest place on earth. And then, yeah, I guess they're walking down from some kind of a temple, like some sort of a temple, like civic center, maybe temple civic center. I don't really
maybe know. It's like a meeting lodge, something like that.
But I love that it's the first shot that we've ever seen of this, and we know that the scandal is Dick. We know that the whole scandal is Dick, right? And so look mm-hmm. at what we open it with, a temple of Dick. We have phallic symbols here. There are two yep. parking, what do they call it? They're lights, but they look like lane divider things. Big penises right in the middle.
Pylons.
Here. Pylons. Okay. Yeah, big penis pylon things. And then up here to the temple Dick, which is fully hard, raising to the sky. Yes. So a lot of Dick imagery to open us up with. And so far I'm in.
Yeah. So far, first of all, this is already very artsy compared to, you know, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. You know, this is symmetrical lines, this wide shot. It's all very, I've never seen Midsommar, but I feel like this is like from the producers of Midsommar comes this shot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Midsommar is like tents. It's like
right.
a field in tents, and this one has a building and jackets, so I don't know.
Got it.
But let's see where it goes.
I love the Mormon church, but there are a lot of rules that we have to follow.
I don't get that. I love the Mormon church, but there's like a lot of rules we have to follow. Then you don't love the church. Get the fuck out of it. I always say that to church too. Like my dad's always telling me, you know, don't get mad at Christianity. It's not Christianity's fine with gay people now. I'm like, no, it's not. Again, it is. Well, people decided it was okay. No, the religion didn't decide it was okay. It's not okay with me. I'm not trying to get into a religious discussion. I'm just saying the shit that you guys like to do, I don't like to do that. I want to drink in the morning if I want to. You know what I mean? I want to sin. Yeah. I want to steal something every once in a while. I want to shoplift and not have to worry about going to hell. Get the fuck out of here. Why would I go to the church if I still want to do that kind of stuff?
Right. Apparently, one of the rules is you have to have a nice little bow behind your back. So there's that.
Big bow people.
Big.
So who does this lady look like to you, Ben? This blonde lady who said, there's so many roles in Mormonism.
She sort of looks like, what's her face? Megan from the formerly of Jeff Lewis's world.
She does. Megan Catania. She does look like her. Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
What a trip. Yeah. All right, let's see.
So we have to follow. We were raised to be these housewives for the men, serving their every desire.
Okay.
Whoa.
So this other blonde lady, I think that's going to be a running theme, blonde lady, white blonde ladies. She says, we were raised to be these housewives for these men. And the first guy we get...
I'm concerned.
The first guy we get is a Targaryen. He's like a white-haired blonde.
You know, he looks like he's trying to channel the bad guy from Ghostbusters 2 a little bit. You know, I'm just, you know, he's very, very blonde, but more the bigger issue is the hair is just, it's confusing. It's like a shoulder length receding hairline kind of blonde situation. And it's too much.
It's like soccer mom hair. And they're very, like I feel like they hair. All, I feel like the whole family musses each other's hair just so that it doesn't look combed. Like it seems to be a trend, or like they get a static cling thing. Like they rub some dryer sheets on each other's hair so that they can build up some static cling. Cause they're doing it on purpose. I mean, they've all got it.
Yeah. That This is that their hair is all sticking up in many different directions. There's a lot of, it's very dry, except that baby has not gone through the ceremony of static yet. The baby has a little,
well, he's got a hat. He's got, but look what causes static: yarn hats, which they've already put on the baby. So they're already building it up for the baby's future. This is a family that's really into static cling. Also, the husband looks like he's dressed to be a salesman in the 50s, like a door-to-door vacuum salesman. The little girl that he's holding, they're taking a family photo, I think, and the little girl he's holding is staring straight into the camera, so she's got no presence. And the baby, let me just give you a piece of advice. Focus. I mean, you're never going to get anywhere in life. You just look like an idiot. Look at it. It's just like staring off into space. Focus.
They look like they dress up for Easter every day of the week.
They do. I think that's a perfect.
When you're here, every day is Easter.
That's such a perfect explanation of what we're seeing right now. All right.
Men serving their every desire. Have kids.
We serve our husband's every desire. Then we see one of them, one couple kissing in a bathtub.
The old classic bathtub reality show scene.
Yeah.
Big old flip.
We're like super religious and all we care about is religion. So let's have a naked bathtub scene. Bang it.
I know. Part of the Mormon religion is that at a certain age, you're given a giant pink clip that you have to put into your hair. So that way when you kiss your husband in the tub on TV, you don't get your hair wet.
Pretty much. All right. So then we see another couple kissing in a club. And this girl, I think, is in love with her friend's husband because she's like, I'm going to drink this liquid death like it's a beer and look at the floor and avoid you kissing.
First of all, this looks like it's Allison Roman. And she's like, oh, God, I was just about to walk across this area and now they're making out and they're going to bump into me and they're going to spill my liquid death. Oh, my God. Okay, Allison, you can do this. Get through the crowd.
Yeah, I think she's jealous. She wants to steal this husband. And I think the guy kind of does, too, because look at the guy over here. This is a twisted show. I like it. And he's, you know, like, who else wants to fuck the husband? Probably all of us. Look at him. I mean, my goodness.
The guy behind him is like, oh, I hope that no one can see that I'm wearing an undershirt under the sweatshirt. Oh, no, my shoulders. They're revealing everything.
I don't think you're ashamed of that in this town. I think that's just how it rolls.
I've got visible undershirt lines.
Yeah, I just always kind of wanted to move here because I thought, wow, this is a town I can get away with wearing Spanx, like full body man Spanx day and night. You know, I would fit right in.
Part of the dress code.
Yeah.
I desire to have kids by the time you're 21, or in my case, at 16. Well,
holy mother, Meemaw. So my mom, my Meemaw had my mom at 16 years old.
Wow. So here they are being pretty. They're hot. She's in her Calvin Klein sports bra. And we got a triple shot, a triptych of this kit. Well, before that, there was, there's a lot going on.
Oh, this?
Okay, so we have this lady, so she loves putting her hair forward like that. She loves flinging her hair forward into the camera just to show how long it is. She's like, look at my hair. It's this long and no split ends. I actually don't lead with my face. I just lead with this giant stretch of hair.
Leading with the hair. There's a lot of long hair. People love their long hair on here. Another kid who like stares straight into the camera. Like, can we get our kids some media training? That's all I'm asking.
Is he? Is he kind of big for that stroller?
He's too big for it. Probably still breastfeeds. Also, his watch is too big. And he's not really committed to this faux hawk. I mean, this kid needs some help. Let's just
get those. Honestly, the stockings on the fireplace are sad.
They're sad. Because also, you know, the husband's like, why are you putting fucking reindeer right in front of the TV? I can't see the TV. She's like, they were so good. They're so cute at Home Goods. He's like, get them smaller. And so now they have these weakling little baby reindeer.
Little tiny. I also kind of feel like if you're going to have a sleek, modern Angie K type of house where like the fireplace is kind of embedded in the wall in that way, it's just like a little gas fireplace and the TV is right above it. It's just like a big, smooth facade. I mean, I guess that there is a mantle there because they do have that reindeer on there, but it's so smooth. I almost feel like you forfeit the opportunity to put stockings on. I just don't think that's a fireplace you put stockings on. I think you have to put them somewhere else.
Yeah. Right. But you put stockings on the fireplace. That's just where they go. I actually have the deer that blocked the TV and I just have to deal with it. And I don't even have a family. I mean, I don't have like my own kids. I have family that comes over on Christmas. But yeah, I mean, I just have to sit there and stare at these things and be grateful that I don't have kids to bug me like this year round, you know, and they're just nieces and they can leave again.
So. Maybe they shouldn't center the reindeer. Like, they just have one big reindeer that's right. Well, it's not even a big reindeer.
It's tiny.
The neck is broken up. Yeah, it's actually tiny. Hilarious, this little reindeer. Put it to the side. Why does that have to be right front and center?
It's badly scaled. It's bad scaling. Also, they won't commit. It's like, I'm not going to commit to the reindeer, so I'm going to get a tiny reindeer. I'm not going to commit to a faux hawk for my reindeer. Son, so I'm going to get like a flat faux hawk for my son. I think this couple has problems with following through.
And is that like a box of blankets in the background? What is? I'm so confused by everything.
Box of blankets.
Oh, is it? What's the? There's like a black box in the background.
This is a stroller lid. This is the thing that comes down on the stroller. It's like the umbrella thing.
Oh yeah, it is. I stared at the baby reindeer so long that I forgot that is actually just part of the stroller.
Baby reindeer. That was a popular show. Maybe this show's going to be traumatic for viewers. No one knows. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see what happens next.
21, or in my case, at 16. Well, I'm like, this.
Show me what you're working with.
So that girl says, well, fuck this. I'm not a typical Mormon. I get my hair frosted for breakfast.
I'll wear my pink clip outside of the bathtub.
So this girl is 20 and she's frosted her hair to the point of exhaust. Her hair looks like it would quit. If her hair was an employee, it would be quiet quitting right now.
The spirit of Elvira lives on through this woman's hair.
This.
Show me what you're working with.
Show me. I created Mom Talk.
Oh, it's the creator of Mom Talk, everybody.
Created Mom Talk. Wow. Yeah. By the way, I literally would never brag about that in my life.
I'm literally the creator of the hashtag Mom Talk. Yeah. I created Mom that. Talk. Mom Talk. Mom Talk. By the way, Mom Talk.
I do not believe for one second that this woman created Mom Talk.
You don't? You think she stole it?
I just don't think she did it. I just feel like TikTok has been around. I don't know. I'm open to being corrected, but I just don't believe she's the originator of Mom Talk. I think she's someone who just likes, she's the sort of person that would be like, oh my God, I'm gonna call this hashtag Mom Talk. And she's like, this is hilarious. And she never checks to see if people are already using it. She just assumes she's the first one. And then there's like, oh my God, there's like 40 million Mom Talks out there. I can't believe my trend already took off. I created that.
Look at my LinkedIn. It says hashtag creator. So that's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big one. So there was that. Also, she's like doing sexy dancing. That's how she's rebelling against Mormonism. She's doing like a TikTok dance in front of her family staircase.
Why does her family staircase look like a backdrop from a school play?
I don't know. It's like a sexy dance in front of like a stroller and a. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, a little chair from Wayfair.
Yeah.
Show me. I created Mom Talk. It's a group of Mormon moms making TikToks. It started with Whitney, Macy, Michaela, and I. We're breaking the norm. We are.
Okay.
It started with Whitney, Macy, Michaela, and I.
Like, if I were going to make up a keychain swirly thing, what do you call them? The turn thing, like that you buy keychains off of. No. These something are that holds all the keychains with the names on them, okay, in a store. Like if you're looking at a keychain rack, a rolling keychain rack. Yeah, a carousel. If I was looking at those and I said, show me white girl Mormon names from Utah, those would be them.
Kaylee, Whitney, Tiffany, Brittany.
Macy,
Lacey, Tracy, Stacy,
Macy number two, and Lauren, we don't like her.
So these moms decided to create a Mormon dancing mom TikTok, which good for them. You guys might not want to have the head of your pyramid be a bad dancer because she's terrible.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I hate to break it to you, but I think the more appropriate hashtag would be hashtag Mormtalk.
Mormtalk. Right? That's where it is. I was going to say that's a better hashtag. If you invented Mormtalk, I would believe you.
She's probably like, no, Mormtalk stands for Mothers of Mormonism. Catch up.
But she makes me crazy already. She claims to invent hashtags and she dances with her teeth. Like, I've literally never seen teeth dance, but look at hers. In every literally every shot is her leading with her fucking teeth. Hold on, let me go back.
I literally created Mom Talk, so please don't make fun of my teeth. What have you
hold on, my teeth need somebody to dance with. Tongue, get over here. Get over here, tongue talk. I invented that.
Tongue talk.
I invented that. You know what I hate? These lights, these big circle disc lights.
You know what? I like those.
I hate them.
How about that?
I want
they are being co-opted by Basics.
They used to be terrible.
Like really cool like a modern house, and now we have them hanging over like Macy, Mackenzie, Madison, and Marie.
I feel like they took office lights, the long tubular office fluorescent lights, and they just turned them into a circle, and they're selling them to be. They're like rings, ring cameras facing down. I just
they look like the top of the temples in Zelda.
Okay, so it's been a minute. Let's see. What would they say?
It's a group of Mormon moms making TikToks. It started with Whitney, Macy, Michaela, and I.
That girl looks like Stassi.
Whitney, Macy, Michaela, and I. Which one?
The second one here.
Me, Macy, Stacey, Michaela, Tracy, Flacy, Boobies.
Like one. We put Whitney in front because we don't like her.
Whitney, as we call her.
We use Whitney to cover up our problem areas.
We're breaking a norm. We are.
Oh my God, Whitney, you're really on the forefront. Okay.
Yeah.
We're breaking a norm. Whitney, you have famous for eyebrows.
Whitney, you're dressed like Sarah Plantall. You're not breaking any norms. It's like if Shirley Manson decided to move to the American frontier, this is what we'd have.
We are breaking norms.
We're breaking norms. Okay, we're doing a group dance on TikTok. It's like breaking the norms, or should I say breaking the morms? Actually, like Morm Talk was my pitch, but you know, Whitney was like, no.
And she's like, oh, sorry, we can't hear you. You're in front. Don't turn your head around, Whitney. It was really embarrassing. So we went with Mom Talk, I guess. I like that's as good. That's as good as we can. I like that they're showing TikToks and they're showing their captions pop up. One of the captions was, why do Mormons have so many kids?
Well, because those dance troops don't just start themselves, okay? You saw it took the likes of Whitney, Macy, Mackenzie, Madison, Amber, and Tracy to make the very first ever Mom Talk. So you got to be pushing out those kids.
Listen, you got to have a lot of kids. You got to keep the Mormons coming. You can never have too many names that sound like AC, you know?
Yeah.
Got to
listen, keep those populating. Christmas trees, those singing Christmas trees don't fill up themselves. We need people in them, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's going to buy singing bass for the man cave? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to keep them coming.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence, and then she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby, This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're breaking a norm. We are trying to change the stigma of gender roles in the Mormon culture.
That's what...
Okay, then don't be Mormon. You know what I mean? Like,
here's what we're changing the stigma of gender roles in Mormon culture by taking our hands and moving them back and forth in front of our knees. Like, this is going to change the world.
You know what's really going to change the stigma of gender norms? Being sexy. We believe that women should be sexy for men. So we're going to really go change things.
We're changing the norms of gender roles in Mormonism by making sure we all have long blonde hair, boys and girls.
We believe that women should do everything their man asks them, but also dance sexy on TikTok. So really going to change some norms here.
What you're about to see is going to blow your mind. It was the Church of Latter-day Saints is now the Church of Latter-day New Norms. I came up with that.
Latter-day Saints.
New Norm Talk.
New Norm Talk. Norm Talk. Oh my God. That's just when you act like you're at Cheers and really tired after a hard day of delivering mail. Oh wait, was that Cliff? Oh my God. Really changing the norms.
Sorry. Whitney came up with Cliff Talk. I'm trying to come up with Norm Talk, but
Norm! Tried it.
Every time you log on to Norm Talk, the phone goes, Norm.
Norm. Her eyes, the pupils of her eyes are so black. Do you think it's because she's wearing colored contacts? Because
she's just changing the norm of what pupils are.
They're scary.
They are scary. Look,
they're scary. I think she must be wearing contacts because I've never looked at someone's pupils and gone, that's scary, except for Heather Dubrow when they turn all black and they expand over her whole eye. So she's the one that's married to the Targaryen? Or wait, oh no, that's a yes. Different girl.
Someone is. She's like, we dance at all times. We're changing the norms. People think that we only dance in the bedroom. Now we dance in kitchens. Now we dance in living rooms. Now we dance in front of staircases.
Sometimes we have blue eyes and sometimes we have really green eyes. Don't tell anybody. Wink. My pupils hurt.
The stigma of gender roles in the Mormon culture.
That's what scares me. In the church, we have rules for a reason.
Macy, I need you to...
I've spoken like a true man. God.
We have rules for a reason, okay? For instance, rule number one, flannel, shirts, plaid. Always wear plaid. AWP, always have it ready. Always be wearing it. If someone says you need a shirt, you say, I don't need a shirt because I have my plaid on. Rule number one through five, plaid.
He is very pretty. He looks like a boy bander. He's a very pretty guy. And of course, he's going to be like, women belong in the kitchen. That's why we have rules. Fuck off. I know I just screamed at that lady and said, if you want to change gender roles, then don't be Mormon. Here's the thing. I don't believe that. I think that if you're in a religion and it sucks, then you change it. This is our world. You know, you make your world the way you want to. That wasn't nice of me to say. But here's the thing. I just don't understand people getting into like a culty kind of religion and then being like, you know what? This religion's repressive. It is. Leave. Go down the street. You know what I mean? Go to another church. It's called Happy Hour. You know?
That's much better. Trust me. I'm just trying to help.
Okay, so this guy's pretty. I predict he's married to this lady because they have the same contacts. Look, at the exact same color eye. Or do you think that's a Mormon thing? I've never seen this color of an eye. Look, it's turquoise.
It's a very popular, I'm going to say it's really big in Moab, Utah, and I think it just spread throughout the state. That's my prediction.
The actual color or the contact?
Both.
So do you think these are real or do you think they're contacts?
I think they're contacts. By the way, I have to say, go back earlier to when she's doing the little dance with her knees. Look at the caption. It says, 100% his idea. So they are changing gender norms. Previously, only girls would come up with the like hand over knees move, but guess what? The boy came up with 100% hands.
Guys, we're not only listening to our husbands, we're changing gender norms. And now we're listening to husbands in the choreography room. So
these days, it used to be only girls would be on camera, but now boys will come on camera, but only if their pants match the sofa.
So are all the guys, do all the guys look like gay porn stars on purpose? I kind of want to be a Mormon now. These guys are all cute. Look at him. He's like,
I don't think they look like gay porn stars on purpose. I think it's more that a lot of gay porn stars just come from Mormonism.
Yeah. Pick up. So it's not the hair, it's the repression. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
She looks like Allie McBeal, this girl.
She does. Okay, she does look like Allie McBeal. Like, yes, yes, press play.
Okay.
Their roles in the Mormon culture.
That's what scares. In the church, we have rules for a reason.
They say I need you to twerk your ass off. My goal.
It's like women. Women are twerking.
Macy, twerk your back off. Oh, goodness. I love this. Yes, and that they have here on their TikTok.
Yes, and. My God, this husband's a trip, isn't he? Is this a Targaryen husband? No, this is a different. It is, right?
I think it might be Targaryen with his hair back.
He's got like kind of a mullet vibe and some bell bottoms. Oh, they're doing a whole theme, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Look at the baby. The baby's just back there being like, this is what's raising me.
So he's like, please. Can I have another shot at this, please? Okay, so then we go to a lady that looks like Eva Longoria. Everybody looks like somebody famous. Look.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Flacy. I'm really mad at Macy right now because she's not twerking hard enough.
So do you think they all do this in the same interview room on this show? Because there's a lot of these roses on the mantle behind them. So they're just all getting together at like the community center or whatever.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This lady's annoying. Let's look at this dance move.
I know, I hate it.
And boom, arm move. Boom, yes.
Mom talk, okay. Mom talk.
You know what? Rules are changing and I'm terrified. This is what the little Zac Efron guy says. I just keep rewinding because I love his eyes.
In the church, we have rules for a reason.
Macy, I need you to twerk your ass off.
Show me what you want for my ass. My goal was really just to be able to provide for my family.
Who is currently?
Oh my God, you're basically like a factory worker from the 50s.
She just wants to provide for her family, doing whatever it takes. If that includes telling someone to twerk their ass off, so be it.
By the way, I wanted to earn for my family, so I told that bitch she better twerk her ass off or she's fucking dead. Do you get it?
For the record, no evidence of twerking ensues.
Yeah.
Just yeah, some look at this.
She's like, I'm going to push my womb forward and my shoulders back. And is this it? That is not it.
This is it. This is me twerking. It's just a fupa forward, fupa back, fupa forward, back.
Sorry, I got twerk, carried away.
Twerk, twerk.
Yeah, it's not it.
I understand. I understand this dance.
You know,
wait, look at the girl in the back. Go back. Oh my goodness. They're all trying to do their. No. In the group when they're dancing. Okay. They're all trying to like twerk.
Oh, gosh. That poor girl. Yeah. She's new.
She's like twerking. That means when you stand still and just move your arm, right?
She's like, I hate this. Like, you're just not. You just had. She's new here. Look, they're like, oh my God. She just got out of high school.
Someone tell Liberty she has to put her hips into it. Liberty, hurry up.
She's like, I knew I shouldn't hang out with this group when no one's name rhymed with mine.
Have you thought about changing your name to Liberacy? I mean, Liberace. Ugh, gross.
All right, let's see here.
My goal was really just to be able to provide for my family.
Who is currently the breadwinner at home?
All of us.
Really?
Yes, right.
Yes, girls. So what are they earning money doing? I think this is going to turn out to be a question of what does influencing mean? Like, is this guy selling pink? What is that guy selling? What is he selling? I will buy it. He's adorable. Why does everybody have such a fuckable husband on this show? This guy is gorgeous.
Whitney Rose's hair is living on in this woman, on her head. And
oh, trust me, she's got shiplap somewhere too. I can guarantee you.
Oh, for sure. And I love that she has a sweatshirt in a moment that says Dragon Fruit on it. She's like, hey guys, just booked a big influencing gig with Dragon Fruit. So if anyone wants any samples, just let me know. I have
some hashtag Dragon Fruit invented it. I invented that hashtag. Yeah, the poor Dragon Fruit was just the fruit. It was so sad. No one bought it.
I think I'm really like moving the needle on Dragon Fruit sales. So just stay tuned, everyone.
He's like, honey, you finally got a KitchenAid mixer that matches all of your clothes. Can I have cookies now?
No, get out of here. I worked for this.
Honey, I'm gonna, I'm going to need you to take that refrigerator decoration down. It's being a little too, you know what, I'll just say it, gay. So, come on.
Babe, could you go back to the Target and see if they have a rainbow in beige?
Do they have a rainbow that matches the color scheme of this bouquet?
This husband does not look happy, by the way. He's like, please kill me. Please.
I've been wearing this please. Pink hat.
It's like, I'm too hot for this. Please just let me die. Please.
Provide for my family.
Who is
her? All right, let's talk about this girl. What's happening here? So there's a girl doing that shopping where she's carrying a shopping bag with her wrists up facing heaven, you know, where you carry all your bags like this, your her palms she's facing up.
Invisible curls right now. She's doing the Tracy Anderson method.
Is she the villain? She has a villain smile and a villain nose. She has a square villain nose. What do you think?
She's somewhere between like Fergie and Mary Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can see that. Let's see.
The breadwinner
at home.
All of us.
Really?
That's right.
Yeah, you think dragon fruit sells itself? Breadwinners. We're dragon fruit winners. Fuck bread.
So everyone, this shirt fits, is a nice fit on me, right? Yeah, no, totally, Whitney. Yeah, it looks great on you. It's not too boxy, right? No, Whitney, it looks great. We're really like so impressed. Yeah, everyone, can we have a vote on whether or not Whitney should remain on Mom Talk? Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey, Whitney, we have something to talk to you about.
You are gone fruit. Okay, get a vote.
Here's the thing. We think you might be a better fit for Boxy Talk, maybe, instead of Mom Talk.
You guys, when we dump her, I want to be eating bread.
Let's say the eating bread. Let's say dump dragon fruit.
I don't want to. I'm like one of Whitney's best friends. I can't talk shit about her, so I'm just going to eat bread, so I literally won't be able to talk, okay? I can't.
Look at this bread. It is so good. Since when do you eat bread?
Can't hear you. I'm eating bread.
Would you like some dragon fruit with that bread? No, Whitney, thanks.
Dragon fruit's out, Whitney. Dragon fruit's out. Wait a minute. Okay, so then we cut to, I guess, Whitney in a pool, in a dress in a pool. She's wearing a dress in a pool and then being like, look at me, I'm in a dress in a pool. Laughing uproariously.
She's so happy. She's like, ha, when you have the dragon fruit lobby behind your back, you can rule the world.
This is what freedom looks like.
Freedom's just another word for no more dragon fruit to eat.
Let me tell you what I hope you're not influencing for. Pools, because you're doing it wrong. Okay? A lot of people are going to drown because of this.
It's like, she's like, guys, I've decided I want to do some Adele fanfic. I'm going to do a music video singing one of her songs in the pool with a giant moon balloon behind me.
We blew up overnight.
2 million followers,
9 million views. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, what? They blew up overnight. So they're like cheersing each other after the pool shoot. And then we cut to their numbers. Welcome to the updated Mormon Mom Talk. And we watch their numbers just go crazy. And God bless this girl in her boxy clothes. She just can't win.
She can't. Like, we blew up overnight. Sort of like whoever decided to design Whitney's boxy shirts. If our TikTok was a fitted shirt, now it's a boxy shirt.
So they get to 2 million and then they go to 9 million. Well, they say 2 million followers and then 9 million views. So I don't know what that means. They kind of changed. They moved
the goalposts. Is it an account? Is it an account or a hashtag? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, I don't know. So then what does this hat say? They're all wearing matching hats that say something, but I can't read them. Can you?
I think it's backwards. I think it's mirror imaged because the tail on the Y. Valley?
Volte?
Think Valley?
Ollie? Volley? Something Volley? I don't know. Okay, so they're dancing, and then they're all shocked that they're so famous.
2 million followers, 9 million views.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's been really crazy for us.
And then it just turned into this whole group is swinging with each other.
Wait. What?
Whoa.
They dropped that pretty quickly, although I'd fuck probably all of these people. I mean, this is who should swing, because I feel like I learned about swinging from the back of Hustler magazines as a teenager. They used to have like ads like swingers, and they were all gross. Like, let's face it, like, are there hot swingers? I don't know. I've never met one until this show. These people are all gorgeous. I'd swing. Shit, they're all, I don't even have a date.
Hot cast. It is a very hot cast. Even the Targaryen turns out he's hot. He just doesn't look good in formal wear.
He looks terrifying. I mean, listen, I don't want to ever feed him a pomegranate. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like he'd be very scary eating that. But he's very cute.
Yeah, he's really blonde. Really blonde.
He's really blonde. I don't want to see red in his teeth. But yeah, he's cute. Okay.
For us.
And then it just turned into this whole group is swinging with each other.
I can't. So we were making mom talks, and then we got really famous. I mean, so naturally, we just all started banging.
Just what you do, you know, when you want more and more views, you know? Well, except for Whitney. Poor thing.
Poor Whitney. Yeah. Whitney, you know, the rest of us are getting busy. Whitney is trying to put rectangles over her head. That's crazy.
She's still really trying to change fashion. We're trying to change the stigma of gender roles in Mormonism, and she's just trying to change the stigma of boxy shirts. And like, we wish her the best of luck.
Swinging with each other. Wait, what?
Then we see a headline pop up. Taylor Frankie Paul. Oh my God. What? It sounds like you're calling the whole family down for dinner. Taylor Frankie Paul, get down here.
Wow. This is so. The rise of TikTok has turned everyday people into online stars. Content creators can generate millions of followers simply by sharing tidbits of their personal life and everyone to see on social media. Taylor Frankie Paul is one of those. Oh, that's one person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Taylor Frankie Paul. Wow. Like, one name is calling three children down to dinner. The Mormon Mom Talk Swinging Drama Explained by Evie. Evie Magazine or whatever. Yes. I like that they had a meeting where they're like, you know what, Evie, we're going to really need to explain what TikTok means. Okay, so let's start there.
A Mormon swinging scandal has hit you.
And then we see another one that says, what is Mom Talk and who is part of it? Taylor seems to be the head of Mom Talk, but there are several other women in the group who are just as beautiful. Blank is another Mormon mom who shows up in Taylor's friend group, and she's married to blank, blank, blankety blank, and blank, blank, blank. How many people is she married to?
By the way, that sentence, like, Taylor seems to be the head of Mom Talk, but there are several other women in the group who are just as beautiful. So, as we all know, only beautiful people can be the leaders. We're really flummoxed by this.
Evie Magazine, so breaking the hard news. No pun intended. There are other a few women involved in TikTok Mom Talk. There are several other women who appear in the videos too. What does the bottom say? Who is Mom Talk and who's a part of it? Oh, weird to see that. Okay, let's see.
Has hit Utah.
No one was innocent. Everyone has hooked up with like everyone.
Taylor announced that the group was involved in soft swinging.
It was like swapping in front of each other, standing next to each other.
Wow. So that sounds fun. So they all are swinging in front of each other. So are these orgies that they're having?
It sounds like it's some sort of spin the bottle situation in a basement. Like, okay, you make out with Taylor. Taylor, you make out with Liberty. Liberty, we won't make out with Whitney. You can make out with the wall.
Liberty, you just got here and you don't know how to twerk yet. So you're going to just need to stand by the guy in the pink hat. Which one? Could you be more specific? The fuckable one. Could you be more specific? The one that looks like a gay porn star. So all of them? Just go to the trunk. Get in the trunk, Liberty. Okay?
Chew on the Targaryen's hair. Okay? It doesn't really count as kissing. It's just weird.
Non-rhyming name, motherfucker. Thank God her husband's fuckable. She can stay around. Now her husband, that guy knows how to twerk. Yeah.
Taylor has hit Utah.
No one was innocent. Everyone has hooked up with like everyone.
Taylor announced that the group was involved in soft swinging.
It was like swapping in front of each other, standing next to each other.
Oh. Why are they all acting shocked? So were these girls not a part of the soft swinging?
I feel like there's like
a satanic, by the way, the one that you said is a cross between someone and someone. Larry David's wife.
Loris a little bit.
She looks like Larry David's wife, Cheryl Hines, I think. On the TV show.
Look at Liberty.
Liberty's like, I hate you people. I knew you were sin. Although I am wearing pants with button up sides now, so.
I have to tell you something. My legs are soft swinging at the moment. Yes.
Guys, are my legs wearing sweaters? Yes or no?
Guys.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry for breaking up this penis talk, but my legs are in sweaters. Guys,
does anyone mind that I brought a small bulb of garlic with me today? I just put it right next to me.
Fucking Liberty. Liberty. This girl's satanic. I think that she's also got these green contacts in. Look at her eyes. You guys, this isn't normal. You look terrified. You look like cartoon characters about to laser people to death.
She literally looks like Ron Perlman in Beauty and the Beast right now.
That's gold.
Stop being in front of each other.
I'm getting
this. This is my reaction to that.
Oh, I thought crossing your hands, putting your index fingers. I feel like there's like an inner circle of these girls and an outer circle, and these girls are the outer circle.
Yeah, apparently. No one wanted to bang these girls or their husbands because they're like, oh my God, they were like hooking up right next to each other, but they were like crisscrossed. So like they were standing next to each other, but then one person was leaning this way and then the other person was leaning this way because she's making an X with her hand like a whammy. It's like, guys, is anybody's bottom of their hands not cold, but their top of their hands are cold?
Guys, my lower palms are really cold right now, so pardon my sleeping.
She's got her sleeves pulled up just right above her lower palms. Is that how sleeves are now, or do you think that she did
I think that's what she's doing. Okay. I think she's doing that to like make her sleeves tighter around her arms to show them off.
She's like, guys, look at the lines of my lower palm. I'm just saying, why wasn't I asked? Not that I wanted to be asked, but I mean, why wasn't I?
Next to each other. Now there's a fight for mom talk.
You guys can't keep doing this.
The drama's.
There's a fight for mom talk. You guys are all fucking each other's husbands and you're fighting over a hashtag. Fucking
there must be an account called mom talk. And now it's like, who runs the mom talk account? That's got to be what it is. Oh, there's Whitney. Is that Whitney?
No, this girl.
That can't be Whitney. I don't see any dragon.
Her clothes are too fitting. They fit too well. She's not wearing a box. Not Whitney. It's no ruffles. Oh, but hey, there's another hot gay porn star husband. Let's see what he's saying.
You guys can't keep doing this.
The drama is now with the husbands.
The group is important to me.
Being divorced and taking care of two kids would be kind of tough. So you make the decision.
Whoa, the Targaryen's like, you better get rid of mom talk or I'm out of here with the kids. So
he's like, bro, like, I don't want to get like, if you don't do this, we're going to have like a divorce, bro.
Yeah.
Why do they look like they are at the husbands all look like they're at a local news station.
Yeah. So then we see the husbands. Is it all the husbands or is it just this husband? I think it's just this husband is at work. And he's like, you can tell I'm important because I have meetings in front of big screen televisions.
And one guy is like, I will not be on this show. I will definitely show off my hideous blazer, but I will not allow my face to be seen. And I don't know who the guy is to the right of him. He looks like he has a lot of hot upside.
He's been off. This guy's like, yeah, sorry guys that I got promoted, but I'm the blondest. So
the guy
all literally the every person here is a different shade of blonde.
The guy all the way to the left is like, hey, I'm a young guy too, right? It's like, yeah, sure.
Fart on accident talk, am I right? I invented that hashtag. Tell your wife. Sorry, I'm trying to find the play button.
Is now with the husbands.
What? Did you say something is
weird? I said something weird is going on with this group.
Group is important to me.
Being divorced and taking care of two kids would be kind of tough, so you make the decision.
It feels like they're stuck in another era, and it's starting to tear the group apart.
They're in another era. Is she talking about the husbands? Oh my God, the husbands are like over the swinging. Like, oh, get with it. It's like new Mormonism.
Yeah, they're like, it's like we're in the TikTok era and they're in the Vine era. Okay, get with it.
It's like new Mormonism. It's old polygamy, but we don't have to get married anymore because why would we? You know?
It's like they want to put us in a box and the only one who's in a box is Whitney. Okay, let's be honest.
This girl also is Audrina. Why does everybody look like somebody else?
Yeah.
They're stuck in another era and it's starting to tear the group apart. Online, it looks like we're all the bestest of friends, but we're not. Oh, awkward.
We're the most.
Oh my gosh, awkward. Let's rewind that. Let's see what Whitney's wearing. Oh gosh, Whitney, God bless it. Is it everything you own?
So there's always a proportion issue.
Always. And what is happening with the eyebrows? I'm sick of having to scream it at my television. What's going on? I feel like there's somebody being really mean to people influencing these eyebrows. Whoever's doing it, stop it. You're ruining people. You're ruining lives.
She's like, guys, my collarbones are doing a fan dance.
What's this girl doing? These girls she go through a lot of effort to have very plain straight hair. Is she curling it?
Yes.
What's she doing? Okay, let's see.
I think so. She sort of reminded me of Erin from New Roni.
No, she's smiling. What?
Oh, yeah, sorry. She has glimmers of personality. I take it all back.
Awkward.
We're the most devout out of the whole group.
It's Margaret Josephs.
I was going to say, there's Margaret. That's funny. How cute.
Mormon. I'm a Mormon now. Okay. You never knew. I'm not from New Jersey. I'm from Utah all along. Don't tell anyone. Shh.
So she's saying we're the most devout out of everybody. The hashtag creator. I don't
believe the whole group. And then there are others.
In what way do you feel like drinking helps you be a better mom? Oh my gosh. What is happening right now? There's going to
be. In what way do you think drinking helps you be a better mom? Well, I'm not murdering the children, am I? There's your answer.
Yeah. In what way does drinking Mountain Dew make you a better mom? That's what
I'm kidding.
Look at all the Mountain Dews hanging out. You guys are over 13. Why are you still drinking Mountain Dew?
This is their crack. This is like they're doing lines off each other's asses when they're having Mountain Dew together in the hot tub.
Doing the dew.
Yeah. What is this girl doing? What is this dance she's doing on the pole? This isn't a dance. She looks like a dog about to pee on the pole. It's like she's lifting her leg at the pole.
I can't tell how many people are in this cast. Is it 6 people or is it 45? Because they all look the same. So every time they show someone, I'm like, is this a new person or is this someone we've already seen?
They have like 8 blondes who look exactly the same. And then all the guys look exactly the same from the back. You can't really tell.
Yeah.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, so far, 5 couples in the hot tub at least.
In what way do you feel like drinking helps you be a better mom? Oh my gosh, what is happening right now?
There's going to be drama tonight. There's something in the air.
911, what is your emergency?
Oh, girl. Oh, should we see what the emergency is?
Yeah.
Screaming, get off me.
What's your name?
Taylor.
At this time, you're going to be placed under arrest.
Oh,
Taylor. My name is Taylor, Frankie, Robbie, Sloan, McKenzie.
Also, turns out Boxy Outfits is being played by the girl from the girl who dated Cherry Jones. What's that actress's name? Sarah Paulson. Yeah. Sarah Paulson, no?
Yeah, Sarah Paulson meets Alison Roman.
Meets gigantic headbands. She's like, can I? Like, I will only do this show if someone finds me a headband that's shaped like a croissant.
She's like, please, I've been working so hard. Please tell me there's not anything that's out of proportion. Look, my pajamas are normal. Everything's normal. Yeah, Whitney, we need to talk to you about your headband.
Oh!
Whitney, why is your headband a croissant box?
Because I just landed a deal with croissants. They saw how well I did with dragon fruit.
Here.
911, what is your emergency? Somebody is screaming, get off me.
What's your name?
Taylor.
At this time,
Taylor.
Taylor.
Ma'am, is your name Taylor or Taylor?
Taylor. Oh, and then we see these people are really fucked up. So we get a close up of someone roller skating in a circle. And guess what they've got? Lights in their roller skate wheels. I mean, they're basically heroin addicts.
Is this where Bobby had her birthday party on Salt Lake City last year?
I think so. Yeah, it looks like it, doesn't it? Where she got soda drunk.
Yeah, I have as many sodas as I want, bitch. I'm 13 now.
Like a golf cart.
Everybody talks. Oh, that's good. That's
wow.
Good.
Not
way to go. Hulu, good job.
This looks good, right?
It looks really good. Like, you know, again, I like my all-female ensembles to be women over 40. But I think this one looks like it will be absolutely hilarious. This is a great pick. This is what we've been building towards. This is great.
They are like really leaning into the sin because like we see a stripper, they're like with a male stripper, and then they're playing the Sam Smith, you know, like, yeah. Oh my God, are they Satan song or whatever?
Well, it's also like, it's a song by a gay man and a trans woman, right? So, like,
he's, he's trans, no? They're trans, no. What's wrong with me?
Kim Petras, right?
Kim Petras. But Sam Smith is non-binary, I think.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Sam Smith uses they now. Sorry, everybody.
I did not know that.
Yes. So then a crucifix at the strip club. Dun, dun, dun. This lady's sitting like next to a wall of sin. It's like a satanic tarot card. I mean, they're really going there, guys. They are going there.
They're redefining what it means.
Everybody talks, guys. T-O-K-S. I invented that.
There's so many secrets.
But not everybody talks to Whitney.
Everybody talks. Just not the way. Poor Whitney.
Gossip. Sometimes fights are necessary. The gloves are off, baby.
Oh, Whitney comes out. She's like, oh, really? You want to talk about boxy? Well, I'm going to box someone. Who's next, bitch? Bring it on.
We're going to go to Nashville for a girls' trip. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Whitney, please stop standing by the balloon arch. It's really only accentuating your boxiness. Damn it.
But it looks like a bunch of dragon fruit stacked up. We don't care, Whitney.
Dragon fruits are over, Whitney.
They're necessary.
Stop trying to make them happen.
They're off, baby.
You're hurting so bad.
I'm done. I'm out. Can the group even survive this?
There's a whole story that we literally haven't told anyone.
Oh, this looks good.
All episodes are dropping the same day. Why do they do that to us?
Oh, they are? I thought that... Oh, all episodes. No, we can't cover this whole thing then. That sucks.
Well, we'll do some, and we'll just see how it goes, everyone. But like, yeah, because if we do it every week,
you know, we'll be like, listening to recaps for all of that.
It'll be 3 months later. Since everyone watched the show, so we'll keep it.
Oh, well, of course, we find that out after we do an entire preview and take a vote. You know,
that's okay. It's fun. We'll definitely do at least the first episode. Maybe we'll do a few of them. And then by then, the Bravo schedule will be, full of new shows. So,
yeah, I guess we'll see. But I think it's interesting that this show's on Hulu and then their main promo is a bunch of ladies in these blue coats. And their other big woman show is Handmaid's Tale and it's all the ladies in the red coats. Dun, dun, dun. So I don't know what's insinuating, but the lady in the blue coats on that show are all evil. So I'm loving the symbolism here. The Hulu within the Hulu family symbolism is thick. It's thick here, guys.
I'm also really looking forward to a young female ensemble. I don't think we've had one since Real Girlfriends in Paris, which I personally loved. So I'm looking forward to this dynamic.
Well, guess what? We're gonna experience it soon. Okay, everybody. Thank you all so much for being here. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.